Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeffrey is an award-winning journalist. He is a micropreneur. He's a party of one, has been now for coming up on 27 years. He's the author of a number of books about home officing, including Safe at Home, including Home Office Know-How, et cetera, et cetera. And he's our good friend, Jeffrey Zabar. Welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you after a number of years.
Almost 17.
Almost 17.
This year
years.
Will be 17th anniversary. How about that?
Wow.
It's like, that's
amazing.
It's like a dream come true for you, isn't
it? It's like, you know what, every other Thursday I wake
it
up
never,
and I'm like,
it never gets
oh
old.
My gosh. Wait, I mean, yay!
How often do I hear, Blasingame, you never get old? It just makes me feel so happy.
Blasingame.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, okay.
Let's move on. That's where this gets out of hand. Hey, Jeff, you had an experience recently I want you to share with us. You are like most of us. We extend credit to business customers.
Right.
We have clients. We have sponsors. We have customers who buy our stuff from us. We deliver our inventory to them, our hard-earned stuff, and maybe stuff we owe other people for. And we deliver it to them, and we give them credit, and we expect them to pay us in 30 days or whatever. And most of the time they do. Sometimes they don't. What do you do when that happens?
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, I had an experience. As a freelance writer, most of my work is freelance writing, so I work with corporations and media. And so in the way the writing business works, as with many businesses, you deliver your product and clients pay you at some time thereafter. You invoice, and typically, you know, it's net 30. So, 30 turned into 45, turned into 60, turned into 75, you know, it just kept creeping out with this one client.
Was he paying you anything?
He had paid me previously. I had a good long-standing relationship.
So you'd done business with him for a long time, right?
I had done a lot of business with him previously.
And he had paid you.
And he had paid me.
But this is what was left over.
And this is what, yeah, and well, this was, you know, as a writer, you know, I have projects, I file, and I get paid. And so with him, I had filed, I got paid, I filed, I got paid. And then you know, over the course of about 3-4 months, you know, a few projects started, you know, sort of piling up, invoices started piling up on his desk. And so, you know, you start the outreach. Hey, buddy, you know, can you send me what you owe me? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll get it to you in a week. I'll get it to you in 2 weeks. Waiting for this to happen, I'll get it to you. And so, lo and behold, you know, weeks turned into months, turned into 6 months, and I'm getting frustrated, and he's making promises. And after it ended up being close to about 9 months. You know, you have to do sort of your own sort of gut check. And
did
I've
you,
never, in over 27 years of working solo, I've been stiffed for $2,000 by two different people. So $1,000 roughly each in 27 years. I think those are pretty good numbers.
Pretty good numbers.
You go on a leap of faith.
Every business should budget a certain amount of loss, a certain amount of you know, obsolescence or bad debt or something. You should have some percentage, 2%, 1%, 3%, whatever. You should budget for that every year.
Yeah, and luckily I've never met that number. But this time it happened, and so you know you have to make a check internally. You got to say, okay, is this guy? We'll call him John. Is John a nice guy or is John going to be a stiff? You know,
or is he just in trouble?
Or is he just in trouble? Look, I've had one client, and I'm almost embarrassed to say that one client I had worked with for years got up to $14,000 in debt with me and promise. Same thing as John.
Yeah.
But eventually Frank, this other client, that is his real name, and, you know, eventually he said, I'm going to make good. And so we worked out terms that he would pay me a certain amount up front, and then essentially an annuity. It became an investment, like an annuity, where he'd pay me X per month until he was paid off.
And
any work I delivered from that point forward, once he started payment, would be COD.
Right.
I did not deliver until I got paid. And you know what? That worked out perfectly.
Sometimes you have to do that, and that's when you're dealing with honorable people. But this guy, this other guy, this guy John, so-called John, he's not going to pay you, so you had to take desperate actions.
I called, and it was not a large sum in Florida, as in many other states. You know, $5,000 is a threshold for small claims court.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to, you know, in as much as we hire accountants to do our taxes, we hire attorneys to handle, you know, whether it's product development, you know, sort of filing mm-hmm. papers for a patent, stuff like that. You have to realize where your strengths are and where your time is best invested.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hired a collections attorney because this is what they do. And if I give up 30%, mm-hmm. we'll put it this way, if I get back 70% or two-thirds, whatever the number works out to, if mm-hmm. I get back two-thirds of what otherwise...
So you were able to get someone to take a $2,700, or was it $3,500 case for 30%?
For 30%.
Okay.
And
a lot of people don't know that. They don't know that there are people out there who will do that. They think the attorney is going to cost them $3,000.
Yeah, and as with many, you know, as with medical malpractice or personal injury, they work on contingency.
And did they look at the case to see, before they took it, did they look at the case to see if it was logical or likely that they would collect the money? Did they look at the merits?
She did her due diligence in my case. And she said, you know, as with many of these cases, a lot of this is on somewhat of a handshake or an email thread. It's not a formal contract or an assignment, you know, as is in many, you know, writing gigs we do. But what we found is that, you know, I sent them the entire thread of emails from the client mm-hmm. and from the person I was working with at the client.
The guy had heavily noticed and everything.
Exactly. And it had been clear that it was assigned and that the project was accepted and that they had acknowledged the debt was due. So, you know, they did their due diligence. And you're right. Many attorneys are going to say $1,100 or whatever it's going to work out to. I'm going to take that.
Yeah.
I don't think so. But many will. You know, there are big, you know, blue
and
chip
so,
firms.
And so she did. She out. Did. You took him to court. Not small claims court either, right?
I think this ended up being. Well, this did end up being small claims court because it was a small matter.
So small claims court, and what happened?
And they got it. It went into a preliminary hearing earlier this week, and I got a judgment mm-hmm. for the full amount. It's kind of funny.
Now that you got a judgment for the court, now you got to collect it.
Now we got to collect it. So I got a judgment.
But in the meantime, you can file that judgment with the probate office, and that's on his record. And if he sells a piece of real estate, and before he gets any of his money, you get your $3,500 back.
Right. So
anything else that's registered with the county, that money goes to you first.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that the lesson here is that sometimes, you know, you got to do your own gut check. How much are you willing to chase? Had it been $200, would mm-hmm. I have done anything? No, I just would have shamed him.
$3,500, that's probably kind of covers the tops of the list there a little bit. Well, good for you. I'm glad it worked out. Good luck with collecting your money. Thanks for the lesson.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty interesting. A lot of good stuff there, folks, to think about. Quick break, 20 after. Jeffrey Zabar and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.